I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There is a lot of economic news out of Europe today, none of it very encouraging. The leaders of France, Germany, and Greece held a critical teleconference aimed at saving Greece from default. Greece pledged to meet all of its obligations in exchange for a bailout. Meanwhile, two of France's biggest banks, which loaned the Greeks money, had their credit ratings slashed today. It's all led one economist to describe the situation as an almighty mess. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Brussels.
European Union leaders were pulling out all the stops today in an effort to save Greece and the euro. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, speaking before the European Parliament today, pressed for deeper political and economic integration.
Only by acting together and maximizing the benefits of our interdependence will Europe reach its true potential and be able to act as more than the sum of its parts.
Barroso said he would also reintroduce the idea of eurobonds as a way forward. The bonds would allow the 17-member eurozone to borrow money collectively, but that would also require a degree of centralized fiscal oversight that doesn't currently exist. There's another school of thought that says, let Greece default. Let them leave the eurozone. Olli Rehn, the EU's Economic Affairs Commissioner, says that's a bad idea.
A default and or exit over Greece from the eurozone would carry dramatic economic, social, and political costs.
But some are starting to wonder if the bigger cost might not be staying in the eurozone. In Germany, many are tired of being viewed as Europe's ATM. And while some German politicians pay public lip service to the idea of saving Greece, there are also hints that German banks are preparing for what they see as an inevitable Greek default. And, beyond that, what the next scenario might be.
Germany exits the monetary union. That will be followed immediately by countries like Holland, Austria, and Finland.
That's Johan van Overtveld, author of a forthcoming book called The End of the Euro. He says the whole idea of the euro was flawed from the beginning, and that he's shocked that it's taken this long for the eurozone to reach this crisis point.
That has been the structural problem of this euro monetary union from the beginning. It has always been first, second, and third a political initiative, where the regard for economics or economic conditions that need to be fulfilled has always been a sideshow.
In other words, without full political union, van Overtveld says, there's no way to have a coherent, workable monetary union. And now, with these weaknesses exposed, investors are jittery about Europe, and the roiling markets reflect that. Still, some think the eurozone could be saved, but that it would require Germany's chancellor, Angela Merkel, to step up big time. Peter Spiegel is Brussels bureau chief for the Financial Times.
At some point, Merkel is going to have to decide, is she to allow the euro to collapse and the eurozone to collapse under her watch, or is she going to take the politically dangerous point and say, this is in German national interest. I know you don't like it, German voter, but we have to do this to save the euro. I think we are going to see Merkel eventually turn the corner here, because otherwise I'm not sure how the eurozone pulls itself out of the current spiral.
For its part, the Obama administration has been pushing for the EU to rescue Greece, and for good reason, says Johan van Overtveld.
If we go to a decision, which is very likely, of one kind of default by Greece, that will, of course, have an impact on American banks and will certainly have a huge impact on financial markets in general.
Van Overtveld says the U.S. concern is also geopolitical. China has been quietly offering to buy up European debt of late, he says, and that makes the U.S. uneasy. Underscoring American concern, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will meet with Eurozone finance ministers in Poland on Friday. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.